We're the best of friends.
I'm going to need you to sing a little bit louder if we're going to Santa Clara. And come on, you.
On the road again. Oh, no, listen. Don't nobody get it twisted. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I want the Eagles to be successful.
But
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost. I wouldn't be. That's all. How many okay.
And it just stung. It just stung.
No, for all those who want to say, oh, you're not a real Eagles fan. How many quarters, how many second halves have we not scored in? At least six?
I don't know the answer, but it's too many. It's too many.
We
have two games where we had zero passing yards in the second half. I know that. It's a fact.
So much so that we set a record, not a good record, for an offense that has the least amount of points in the second half in the history of the NFL, something like that. I know I'm butchering the way that I'm saying it, but you get the point.
I like your stats. This is coaching material right here.
We've had halves. We've gone quarters.
Yeah.
Quarters without scoring points. We've been 1-3 out a lot. And when you talk about being in the playoffs, those possessions matter.
Mm-hmm.
Matter. And here's another thing, going back to that game Sunday. Who the hell are you, Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni, and whoever else? Who are you to feel arrogant enough that you could go into the game with your coaching resume up until this point? He's only been coaching for offensive coordinator for a year. What makes you feel like you are in a position to be in a game where you don't need to show your best and you're not trying to win? What type of arrogance are you dealing with? That's the problem that I have.
You too caught up on this past game. They treated it like a preseason game.
Joe.
You can't get upset at preseason games.
I am.
I know you are.
I am.
But I'm telling you, the way they coach this particular game has nothing to do with what's going to happen this coming Sunday.
You know what? This is the equivalent. I'm going to go ahead and give you a bad analogy.
I can't wait.
I feel like giving a bad analogy. Great. This is the equivalent of, you know, the dude that gets dressed to go to the club, and he has on his fake-ass Versace shirt with the taco meat showing and the gold chains and everything.
What's
and
the opposite of speaking someone's language? Because that's what you're doing to me right now.
Because, you know, he the taco meat with his gold chains on, and he oversprays the cologne.
Yeah.
And he goes into the club, and he talks to the hottest woman in the club, right?
Okay.
And he's overspray. He has the overspray of cologne. He's smelling like, you know, cheap cologne, and he's trying to talk to her, and she's looking at him like, why are you, what? She's looking at him like, what makes you think that I find you attractive or something like that? And he's still shooting his shot with overconfidence, super overconfidence.
May I ask who Petullo is in this? And who's
he's the dude with the cologne
who's
on, super overconfidence.
Who's you talking about?
I'm just saying the win is the woman. Oh, the win, metaphorically speaking. And it's like, dog, what are you... What have you amassed in your young offensive coordinator career where you feel that you have the cachet to mail one in and you haven't called a good game?
But the head coach probably told him to do it. You think he was going rogue?
Coach Sirianni need to be slapped across his lips.
They punted the weekend.
You can't.
They did it already.
See, and that's the problem that I have. Oh, we the Eagles. We won the Super Bowl. We'll get them. Next week. Come on, man. You can't do. You know who used to do that when I was in practice? My first year in the league, Rich Kotite. We used to make mistakes, right? Oh, we'll get them tomorrow. We'll get them on the next practice, babe. Granted, I know it's a different situation, but the premise is the same. You're real comfortable in not correcting yourself. And when you do that, that's when you set yourself up for failure.
So I understand your point, but it wasn't the real players out there. Like, if Tanner McKee handed off or threw it to the crowd, how does that affect the game this coming weekend?
Okay.
They're all backups.
To that point, it wasn't real players out there. But you treated him like one because you made him throw the ball 40 times.
Because they were playing a preseason game.
You made him throw the ball 40 times under the rest.
I get it.
With the backups.
You know what? It may have worked out for them where they got the best path anyway. Let's hear Chris Long talking about the game coming up, the situation, and maybe how this whole thing worked out perfectly for the Eagles.
They're going to play the 49ers. In a lot of ways, this is a good matchup because for the offense, it is a good matchup. If the offense is a squeaky wheel, you'd probably rather see the worst defense in the dance, right? If the offense can't get right against this defense, then it is nuclear meltdown in Philly, right? Like, if this season ends because you can't beat the Niners, because you can't score with the Niners, or you, let's say you lose 20-17 to the Niners, then there's a problem, right? Because I looked at that defense all year long, and they lost a lot of guys. Now, what's up with Fred Warner? Take your time, brother. Take your time, Fred, because that changes the football game. It's about the Eagles' defense versus San Francisco's offense. This is going to be that matchup, man. I cannot wait to see it.
Well, I mean, to me, that's worth the price of admission right there. Shanahan against Vic Fangio, that's it. But the other side is where the Eagles have the advantage. This 49ers defense, there's nobody out there. Are you going to look at the names like, who are these guys? I know everyone wanted the two. I know Hugh's still frustrated. John Ritchie's still frustrated. I think this is the best path. If you tell me right now that the Bears win and the Eagles win and the Rams win and the Eagles can go 49ers Bears to get to the title game, sign me up. That's the path back to the title game. And it's why I'm not going to be surprised if they go back to the Super Bowl and repeat as champions. 215-592-9494.
Come on, Hugh.
No, I'm going to be surprised. I'm going to be happy, but I'd be surprised. Like, boy. You know how, like, okay, it's like you don't have kids yet, but when you know, the kid taking a test and they really didn't study, and you're like, oh, he might not pass.
You got to believe in the kid.
And then be like, oh, he passed. Oh, that's a good time.
You got to believe in the kid.
But he's good at the subject.
Yes.
He's good at
just naturally good at it.
You're like, no, I'm just surprised.
Eagles are good at big games. I mean, it's the same thing.
He's an A student in that same class last year.
I want to see. I'm more of, especially since I've gotten a little older, I want to see. I need something to chew on. I need a little something more.
You got to believe. You know, you need to see to believe. The rest of us have faith.
I need to boil my food first. I need somebody else to chew it for me so I can.
That sounds disgusting. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Hugh, I would like to put my name in to be your press conference interpreter.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably need one of those, Jeff.
Yeah, because, I mean, the get back coach is cool to be on the sidelines, but when I just heard you talk about taco meat and gold chains, I was like, all right, I know what he's talking about here. All right, so Hugh, I sort of agree with you if this was a year where there was a clear-cut team that was, you know, there's too much parity in the playoff teams right now. So in that case, I would not be surprised if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and win it, because the NFC is definitely stronger than the AFC this year.
Oh, and I think it's a lot stronger. I mean, Jeff, I think the Rams and Seahawks, like, just as the two favorites, right, in the NFC, I think they're better than anybody in the AFC, right? So if we can get out of this, if we can get through the NFC and get to the Super Bowl, which means either we beat both the Rams and Seahawks or at least one of them, I don't think we'll see a team better than them, right? Whether it's Denver or the Patriots or, I mean, I don't know, the Jaguars. We just beat the Bills, right? We saw that they're good but not great. I agree. I think the AFC is very weak compared to, you know, past years.
And Hugh, I also agree with you. I have a problem with the arrogance, what I perceived as arrogance by the way they went about yesterday, Sunday's game. You know, don't put the backup quarterback out there to throw 40 passes. I talked about that yesterday. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't think we have the clout behind us the way we played this year to be that arrogant.
And that's why I'm at with it, Jeff. It's you have been under fire, Kevin Petullo, all season long. And for you to sit there and say, hey, you know what? We don't need this game. Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
I
you
didn't.
Do. Yeah, you need to show that you're competent.
But what even if they had won and looked good, they still would have been a whole new group of players out there this next week.
But the point is this, because we've been speculating recklessly all year long about where does the problem lie.
This is a you
thing. So now it's just me.
Yes.
I'll stand on this island by myself. I'm not afraid.
You have been reckless speculating. I have been very clear.
Fantasizing about Dak.
Jeff, great phone call, Jeff. Well, you did do that on the air.
Not fan. I answered a hypothetical.
Don't be afraid of the word. You fantasized.
Joe fantasized about Dicker.
It just sounds
natural.
Weird when you say fantasize.
It's okay to be curious.
It's natural to be curious.
We established that.
I hypothesized.
Don't make it sound smarter. I mean, it's the same
thing. I hypothesized about what Dak would look like in this offense. And people that don't listen, just like the same folks that called me talking about congratulations on this head coaching job. They don't pay attention to what they say. I ain't get it yet.
Well, I saw the article by that esteemed writer, Amanda Beilein.
Amanda Beilein. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yes.
But anyway, incredible. To my point is that this team has grossly underachieved. When you talk about And I'm not bashing, but I'm being realistic, and I think we need some reality. I need to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. We have underachieved offensively all year long. And we're the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yes, I get it.
And we are in a great position to go back to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
But you feel comfortable knowing that we've underachieved all year long, that we can just go out there and throw our hats out there and everything's going to be fine?
I don't feel
You feel comfortable enough that Kevin Petullo, Coach Petullo, I'm still getting the respect that he deserves.
You call him, what'd you call him? Yeah, you call him all these nice things.
Slap him across the lip. But you tell me that you feel confident enough in the offensive plays that you called to say, oh, you know what? I don't need this game this weekend because I don't have my guys out there. I'm going to go ahead and get them next week.
So, all right. So I don't feel perfectly comfortable with Kevin Petullo. I don't think anyone does. I don't feel great about where the quarterback has been this year. I mean, you said recklessly speculate. I haven't recklessly speculated anything. I've said all year that the quarterback's been mediocre. I mean, I stand on that. He's played mediocre football this year. But we know Jalen has played big playoff games, so he could do that again. And I keep looking at the field. Like, it's not just the Super Bowl as a thing. Like, who do you have to beat to win the Super Bowl? 49ers with a banged-up defense. The Chicago Bears, who have won nothing, I mean, basically my whole life, but certainly with this group, right? A young quarterback who's never played in the postseason, a young coach who's never been in the postseason. I think the biggest stumbling block or challenge is going to be the Seahawks-Rams thing, whoever comes out of that. And then the AFC's got to... Again, there's no Mahomes this time. There's no Andy Reid. There's no... I don't know if the Bills are capable as a six seed to get there. Like, who is the challenge that we can't get through even without the greatness? And I just keep going back to all these other teams I've seen win back-to-back, and that second year is always like, I think there's something where mentally teams can't be as great the second time, or it's just hard. I mean, last year the Dodgers looked like blah the whole regular season, and then they woke up and they got to play the Phillies.
Chiefs did it for like 2 years.
Yes. And the Dodgers got to play the Phillies, who had flaws. The Brewers, who no one took seriously, and the Blue Jays, and they just won another World Series. Like, again, I'm not guaranteeing it, but if you tell me right now that we're at a parade 5 weeks from now, I'm not shocked. I wouldn't be. Let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. What's up, John?
Look,
John.
I listened a little bit for the first group that came on this morning.
Yep, those guys.
I didn't ask. Sirianni got on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might have missed it. Did anybody ask Sirianni who called the two pass plays on the 4 or 3 or 4 or 5 yard line in the first half? Did anybody, one of you guys, ask him who called the play?
Hugh, did you ask him?
No, I didn't ask.
Okay, Hugh didn't do it.
Now, I don't think you guys weren't on.
We were.
No, we started at 10.
Nobody asked Sirianni who called. Now, listen, there's only one-way excuse. Now, when you scout a team under those circumstances, there might be a play that you can recall a pass play because that's a weakness. That's something they do. There's no other answer but that one.
Right.
To call a pass play on third down with, I don't care who was the running back. You had a yard to make a first down.
John, I have a question. Just a quick question. What does it have to do with the playoffs?
Yeah, that part.
What do you mean what it has to do with that? Because you can't get – when you're calling plays
– I know that.
But... Right? It's just like the other – when you're calling plays, right? This guy you keep talking about all year.
Who's that?
Okay?
Petullo?
Now, when you know you got – when you're calling plays offensively, when you know you got a guy that doesn't like to throw over the middle, he can't, and he doesn't like to run,
Jalen.
You're kind of limited to what plays you can call.
But Jalen didn't play this. Jalen didn't play in this. Jalen didn't play in the pass game you're talking about.
You're going to be wrong. You're talking about the running game. The running game, if the line is weaker, then you got to get the ball. You got to snap the ball under the center. That'll enhance your running game.
Sure.
Okay? Because you have deception. You don't have deception when you're playing the guy back and not under the snap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Now there's no nothing changing. But when you're calling plays, mm-hmm. you got certain things. And when you're defending the team, and you're defending, and I'm looking for, like, the Eagles, everybody does it, okay? Hugh mentioned a lot of that stuff earlier, that you're calling plays, you know the guy won't do this. You eliminate a lot of stuff,
right.
And you could double-team this. Listen, the Eagles, those three receivers, Gaudet and I think the one kid, he's as good as anybody in the league.
Devontae.
He's as good as Brown's always been good.
Yeah.
Their three receivers are as good as They're better than anybody in the league for
Dotson,
three guys.
Dotson's not that good.
Now, against Chicago, which you lost to, had a poor pass defense, we only got 150 yards passing.
Well, the quarterback stopped
Come on.
Yeah, the quarterback stopped.
150 yards passing against Dallas, who just lost to the Giants, who was number 33 passing.
There's only 32
on defense. and not 133 passing.
Yeah.
We got 200 yards. No different than what you got yesterday with a guy that, I mean, I played my last semi-pro game, I played quarterback.
This guy.
And that's when I ended my football career then because when I was getting a snap, the middle guard on defense was almost taking the ball from me before the back could get it. So I said, this is it. I'm not playing anymore. All right. But come on, you can't. I mean, this is football stuff. This is football strategy and the whole nine yards.
So,
how do you expect to get to the playoffs
when you're going to depend on the team, the defense holding them off?
Yeah, and our defense is decent. But it ain't that decent.
Well, it's decent.
I mean, you got to consider that there's a little bit of luck or something like that. You know, there's kind of weaknesses. They look pretty bad. Listen,
you scored
28. You beat Washington 28. You scored 20 points or so. We had 17 points and we couldn't score against them.
You got to be kidding me.
I don't know.
And you had Johnson. When they played Washington.
Who's Johnson?
The first game and the quarterback got hurt.
Starting quarterback
for the Redskins got hurt, or whatever you call them now.
Commanders. Yeah, it's
Commanders, right?
Yeah.
When he got hurt, and they put Johnson in. You know what? If football games were like that, the NFL, you wouldn't even want to televise them. That game wasn't, when Johnson came in, it wasn't even worth watching.
Well, he can't play.
I mean, it was a joke. That was a joke. And look what he did yesterday. Come on. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, this whole thing is... I mean, and I like to know who called the pass plays, unless there's only one answer, that they knew there was a weakness there. And I got news for you. Those two plays, the quarterback was running backwards.
It was bad.
Come on. They were on top of him. Yeah. Who was blocking, for crying out loud?
You know what, John? We're gonna air the Sirianni interview coming up, so we'll listen in to see if any clues were in there, John. Because you obviously
somebody had to ask him that.
Yeah. Well, I blame Hugh. I mean, he didn't ask. I mean, I John, I agree. You didn't ask Sirianni.
I don't get a chance to talk to him that much, but I will.
I blame you for that. I blame you for what just happened here. You know why? Because you're still frustrated about a game they played 2 days ago.
No, I'm not frustrated.
They didn't try in.
They didn't care.
That was an all-time filibuster from John. I don't know if he'd be surprised if they won the Super Bowl.
I mean, I need his. Well, but you're using 2 days ago as a reason why you're skeptical they can win the Super Bowl.
Because we're ramping up for the playoffs.
No, they're not ramping up.
You're talking about, hey, we'll get them next time.
That wasn't a
ramp up. You're out there playing offensive coordinator, working on stuff. And you're not trying to win the game. That to me is crazy. That's crazy to me.
So, but they were not ramping up. They chose not to ramp up. We can't call what Sunday was a ramp up.
Joe,
it was a waste of. You know what? Let's call it for what it was. Everyone's money should be returned. Your 3 hours you'd back, the money you pay for the ticket. It was a preseason game.
You know that. Okay, I'm about to do this.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep it as a bean as much as I possibly can.
Well,
you know,
that's always
we
good.
Know what we saw yesterday. The other day is. You, Dave talked about it, and he was adamant, and I'm not trying to throw Dave under the bus, but I have to use what he said as a frame of reference. We are seeing the future of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he talked about, he waxed poetic about how these guys come in and play trying to win spots because that's how they replenish the roster.
That's a preseason game.
That, no, Joe, not during the regular season, not when it counts. I understand the premise of the preseason. I get that. But this wasn't a preseason game. This was a game for you to showcase what you could do. And you know what I saw? You know what two burning things jump out to me? Mm. We already talked about the Deron Payne sack. And Kelee Ringo not being comfortable enough to know what to do when the quarterback's rolling out, whether or not to replace or get back into coverage. You can't have that. You are the defending Super Bowl champions. I give you that. And that's a fact. But there's a high probability with the injuries that you've had on the defensive side of the ball that you're going to need some of those guys that in order to get back to the Super Bowl.
Sure,
and
maybe.
For you to go out there and play in a fashion where you felt like it was okay for them to go out there and be like, oh, it's a preseason game, to me, it's unacceptable. That's the bottom line. It's unacceptable for you to treat a regular season game, a game that's getting ready for the playoffs, a tune-up for the playoffs. Hell, if the starters aren't out there tuning up for the playoffs, maybe your ass need to be tuning up your offense so that you could run it a better offense in the playoffs. That's the problem that I had with that. For you, Kevin Petullo, for all the stuff that happened to you this year, for you to feel, and Coach Sirianni, for y'all to feel like it's okay to go out there and lay a stinky turd because you're already in the playoffs. To me, it's ridiculous. Knowing what this offense has been all season long and knowing how anemic that this offense has been, you need to take, even if the players are resting, you need to take the opportunity to be a better coach.
No, so I hear you on all that. But if Tanner McKee had handed the ball more to Tank Bigsby and they win the game,
it would have been a closer game.
But no, but you're right. They probably would have won. But how does that make Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and Landon Dickerson any better?
You know what? It makes it better because as an offensive coordinator, I can understand. First of all, how many times have we talked about in this season when Jalen Hurts was out there? Why aren't we running Tank Bigsby more? Why aren't we running the ball more?
I know.
Maybe you learn from your mistakes in that moment. No, well, damn, Tank is carrying, he's toting the rock. And I know you probably was thinking, oh, you don't want to get him hurt. But at that point, man, he's playing. Let him play.
Yeah,
let him play. He ain't touched the rock in the first quarter.
Maybe you put all the good plays on ice. You saved them for San Francisco.
I do not understand why anybody thinks that. And I hear this a lot. And I don't know if it's true or not because I haven't been in offensive meetings. But when you say, oh, I'm going to say the best plays for the play, come on.
Not putting that on tape, showing Robert Saleh what we're doing.
Come on, dog.
No, it's just, Sunday was a preseason game. I mean,
okay.
That's fine. I mean, I didn't lose an ounce of sleep over it Sunday night. Came in here fresh as a baby on Monday, ready to go for a playoff week. They lost? Oh, well, we got the better path anyway. I'll take the Niners and Bears over the rest. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up. Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? It's obviously been a choppy year. They're not a favorite. They're the number three seed. You would be surprised. Still salty over what happened on Sunday.
I just can't believe it, the level of arrogance that you had.
Once you choose not to play the starters, you've already told everyone, we don't really care if we win.
But Joe,
so the details of how they lost don't really matter.
It does matter because you're still the offensive coordinator. Your talent... You played against a banged-up Commodores team.
They're starters.
Against a dude
starters.
Who won his second game in the NFL. He'd been in the NFL for 30 years, and he got two wins under his belt.
I think it's more like 17 years. But
30, for the purposes of my story. Because it sounds so much more riveting when I say 30.
It does. That pops.
Like, damn, 30 years.
Someone's casual listening. Hey, did the Eagles lose to a guy in the league for 30 years?
That's 30 years. 30 years.
I heard you say it.
Only got two wins.
He knows what he's talking about.
In his whole 30-year career, only got two wins.
It's like how you add height to Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the financial apology.
No, stop with that. No more. All right, Devin's going to join us after the break. We'll get her take. Also, we're going to ask her about the status of a key offensive player trying to come back from injury Sunday. Injury update on Lane Johnson from Jeff McClain this morning. That's all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yep, go ahead, Hugh.
Oh, I only have one. I don't have
that's
one.
Great.
All right. Oh, you want me to add?